This episode is brought to you by Raw Beauty Supplies. All my shea butter babies, all my fellas that are conscientious about their lady skincare or their skincare, their mama's skincare, their baby skincare, check out Raw Beauty Supplies on IG at IamRaw_beauty. They got a bunch of stuff, bath bombs, oils, massage oils, infused with a lot of different natural aphrodisiacs, a whole bunch of stuff that'll help get your moods popping, keep your skin tight, everything looking good. Check out Raw Beauty Supplies. They got a lot of stuff coming from men too. Let them know they're not even podcast sent you. Let's get straight to it. It's not even a podcast. It's a real conversation about brothers and relations. My boy Jay Oates. And I see who I'm here with today.
Hey, that's old school. I haven't really done that like that all the way. Shout out everybody wherever you listen, and we appreciate the listen. It's not even a podcast. That's a real conversation with some real people. I'm in here chilling with the homie DJ the Chef.
Yo.
I know everybody just ate on Thanksgiving, but like if you need something, like if you don't feel like cooking, like holla DJ. I got Trilly Millie with me. You know what I'm saying? It's not a party unless Millie in it. That's an official fact. How y'all feeling?
Good.
Y'all alright? DJ, you good?
I'm cruising.
You ever... DJ, you said you ain't really do nothing for your holiday.
I got my hair done. I just finished wifey's hair this morning. Well, before I got up here. But yeah, I got my hair done. I mean, I cooked, but I just had to cook because I have children.
I feel that.
But I mean, I threw down on a lot. I mean, nice little mac and cheese, you know, roast, ice tails.
Okay.
Some potatoes and broccoli and some red lobster rolls. I didn't really take, usually I took pictures of it, but I was just, you know.
Something light.
That's not bad.
I was too busy having shots when, you know, I was having shots while I was chilling. No, I did, however, record it on a hyperlapse video, which I'm going to edit later, and you're going to help me with. Don't worry about it.
All right. That's cool. I don't know how I'm going to help, but I'm down to help always.
And pre-recorded audio, let me know you know what you're doing.
I did. I did a little cooking on the holiday myself. I was on the grill, did some couple slabs of ribs, some dirty rods. I was happy about the dirty rods. some yams. Like I got the yams be busting. I did some greens out the can. I don't know how to do greens for real.
No.
Nah, I got the glorious. I ain't even gonna stunt with you. But DJ, you ain't go nowhere. So it wasn't like no, you ain't had to deal with like. No, like, no dish wars or nothing. Like, it was like...
Paper plates and plastic forks? Throw that shit away.
I want to hear more. Keep talking.
No, like, I missed it, though. Like, at the family dinner this year, like, you know what I'm saying? Because my cuz hosted this time. Shout out, Gam. Shout out, In The Post. But... I guess it was like a battle of the mac and cheeses.
That's always a thing out here.
It's never been a thing in our family. Like, really? I'm 36. Like, so to come over and to hear that I missed, like, the battle, I was like, oh, shit, man. I heard they was talking shit.
I heard
like,
people talking shit
about me. Yeah, no, somebody left and it was like, man, yeah, that bitch mac and cheese went shit, was it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just like a lot of, like, it was wild. I was like, I didn't even know that was a thing for real, but I missed it. And I'm kind of salty, like.
I haven't fully made my macaroni and cheese.
I want to battle with somebody with something on the holiday.
We can have
I just want to do it now.
Competition.
I told you it was like a Friendsgiving.
It's about to be cold. Yeah, what's up?
Or like a Christmas Eve.
I've literally had a cooking competition at my boy's house. Like
I've been wanting to do
6 years ago.
The wing off. Like you know, I've been wanting to do the wing off. With niggas.
You had my nigga talking about that.
I've been
with their best flavor wings.
Yeah. I'm gonna crack our heads. Like I think I'm gonna win that one.
That's,
I don't know, man. I'm a DJ. I know you be doing your thing, like, but I'm gonna win that one. Like
wing or something else.
The wing off.
Yeah.
Mm.
Flashbacks.
I got chicken recipe. You know what I'm saying? I do.
But like, we can definitely have a cooking competition, and we can have judges, and we can I've done this shit before. It was fun.
Don't make a thing out of it.
It was definitely fun as fuck. It was just like probably like 12 to like 15 of us.
Cal gonna have to get in there. Shout out to Cal. Y'all seen Cal in that video?
He cooked too?
Yeah, Cali's catering.
What's up?
Yeah, Cal been doing it. Yeah, he been doing this thing. He was just in that, y'all, it's the chicken salad girl.
Okay.
The big girl.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They had a video together?
She made a rap song talking about, like, just how she want to get fed, like, the shit she want to eat.
He was in there?
And him, it was a bunch of the, like, you know what I'm saying, niggas that, like, sell food or cook in the city. Like, it was a few niggas in there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Kyle was in the video.
Yeah.
Child, I seen that video.
That's what's up.
Cali's catering, the big dude with the black tee, with the black scully. He came up with some wings. They was like red. They looked like almost like some hot wings.
Oh, he had a whichamacallit over his face.
No, he had a scully on though.
Yeah.
No, I reposted it on the story. Yeah, no, I gotta find it.
I thought it was cute as fuck though. I seen it in the video. I thought it was cute as fuck.
Yeah, right, so yeah, Cal was in there.
It did a couple of different spots, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cal was in there.
That's what's up.
Cal was in there.
Y'all gonna have a wing over there?
Cal can be a part of it too, cause I ain't tripping. His wings look good as fuck, but I think mine be busting, so I ain't even worried about it, nigga.
You can be a judge.
Millie Cook, she gonna do wings too. Like, what do you mean?
I'm like, can I just eat them?
Because one time...
Mitch, you cook! Like, I don't know why you eat.
One time at Kev's house, him and his wife hosted a cocktail competition, bro. That shit was sweet as fuck. It was like
that sounds
five or six of us on the front porch. It was raining. We was in the backyard. And then it started raining. We moved to the front porch. And we all... That's the picture. My very first picture on my IG with all the drinks and with the cut up fruit.
Yeah.
And so we went on the front porch and did our cocktails up there, bro. And everybody had like shot cups of samples. Yeah. You talk about getting drunk quick as fuck. Saddling shit.
A cocktail party seems nuts. It seemed fun as fuck. But like, you gonna get like... You know what?
I think you should combine it too.
Like niggas gotta do like a cabin trip and do the wing off and a cocktail party, so nobody gonna go nowhere.
Right. Nobody gonna go nowhere.
Yeah, you just gotta bring your ingredients. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody like bring some food on the cabin. Man, we should do. Let me get into some topics. I didn't even really bring the podcast in. I played the shit in the beginning, like just for old time's sake, just to shout out. You know what I'm saying? The brands that we still fuck with. Shout out to everybody in the city of Cleveland. Shout out. It's a lot of brands that niggas fuck with here. Like, you know what I'm saying? As well as outside of the city. But I just wanted to give some shouts out again. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it.
Let me bring some vibes. It's like 195, I think. I think it's 195 at a podcast. I think that's the right number. I got a question for y'all in a second.
I want to hear more. Keep talking.
No, this shit is a vibe to me, though. I kind of like want to let this shit play a little bit. Like, Moonlight. Nah, I want to say it's Cali Yucas. Yeah, I believe it's Cali Yucas.
I just got hit to this cat named Friday.
A dude named Friday? I'm not hip to a dude named Friday. But shouts out to Friday. Like, you probably dope. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's a dope name for an artist. How long y'all await for somebody, like how long you await for somebody?
To
get dressed?
No, like, I guess it's how it'll be interpreted, but I was thinking, like, if you, like, you got, like, a date, or you supposed to meet somebody somewhere, or, like, you know what I'm saying, how long are you waiting for somebody?
Oh, 30 minutes.
That's your, like,
yeah,
professor?
Yeah, about 30 minutes.
I don't got to stay in this class.
45 if I really like.
45 minutes, I'm on a date by myself, even if you show up. After 45 minutes. Even if you show up, I may be sitting with somebody else when you get there. If you come that late, nigga, you might as well stay home.
I don't know. My patience is...
I'm too old to be, you know...
30 minutes. Final answer, yeah.
Because that first 15, I'm going to be like,
that's a lot.
I could have been late.
And I'm pissed.
And that first 15
is that
minutes.
If you, and that's if you going to the spot and they meeting you. You meeting them.
Right.
Okay.
But if you outside type shit?
Okay, what if it's not a date? What if it's just a friend?
Oh, then I'll see you when you get there.
30 minutes? Yeah, I was about to say.
Because 9 times out of 10, if I say I'm going someplace, you'd be like, oh, I just meet you there. I was going to probably be there going there anyway to drink.
And at what point in time would you waiting on them still, or you like just gonna bounce?
Yeah, I'd probably just leave without saying that I'm leaving because they never said that they weren't coming.
I probably would say I was gone. All right, girl, well, I done had my cocktail. I'm about to go. You ain't never make it.
No, man, I'm just gonna go. And then I hope you show up and be like, what are you doing?
I was sending courtesy texts. I would assume something happened. Like, so I was sending courtesy texts. I would send the courtesy text when I would leave from the day, too.
Okay, what if somebody posted
really? Come, you nice.
What if somebody supposed to come over?
And they never show? Or are they just late? Is it come over like Netflix and chill? Or are we coming over?
They supposed to come over. Like, yeah, but it's like a you know.
But when you know what's going, you know.
I mean, you would like to. I think you would like to know, like, you know what I'm saying. But like,
I mean, I might. It depends on what it waiting. Is. It depends on if it's new.
Y'all supposed to link at 9. It's
10:30.
It's 10:30.
And I'm sending the courtesy text. All
right, head in for the night.
Never mind. I changed my mind. I don't even want to do it anymore. Don't come.
It's a don't come.
I'm checking in before 10:30, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I already had somebody else on the way over there.
I'm impatient. I'm checking in before 10:30 because I want to know if you're coming or not.
Single me would never have
everybody one. Everybody doesn't have pussy like weed, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Single me would never have one plan for the night. I'm just saying. I love it. You come at what time? All right. Here's somebody else. Says, what you doing this time? Is this person not show up? Then, single me?
So you just out here like making plans and canceling with bitches then?
No, I'm not like necessarily just, like, canceling. I'm like, if I ain't doing nothing around such and such time and I hit you up and you free, then yeah. I'm not making solid plans. It's just a backup. Okay. It's just plan B.
Okay. You know? That's fair. I'm asking questions. I don't necessarily want to talk.
How long are you waiting?
If somebody's coming over or
all three scenarios. So you meet for a date. What's how long you waiting for the date?
That's a really strange. I don't know.
Was he about to say strange question? Didn't he ask?
Yeah. It's a strange one. Like, I don't know. Like, cause I've never been in that situation. I've never been stood up. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Never.
Like, no.
Have you stood anyone up? I've thought too long.
On a date? I don't think so.
Okay.
Like, has somebody waited somewhere? I've never done that.
I don't think. Yeah, no, I might have.
But has somebody thinking I was coming over and never did?
I might have
done that. Like, I didn't have a waiting neighbor at the bar or anything. He was at his. I think that's cruel. Like, you had a nigga just waiting at the bar thinking he was gonna come and you never came. That's cold.
Shit, that's hilarious. Okay, so no, it's a strange question, but I need an answer, sir.
I don't know. I guess I would probably. Okay, we supposed to meet at like at a restaurant at 9:00, right?
And it's
9:30.
Okay.
What you
want to
do?
Send a text saying so.
Did I sit down at the table or am I waiting at the hostess station?
No, you sit down.
What you doing?
Because y'all supposed to sit there. Y'all supposed to meet at the time. So the reservation was this time, and you said so. You know, you're sitting at the table. The waiter already came to you twice and asked you if you want to order something. This is 30
I'm
minutes.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I got drinks by this time. I definitely have been drinking. And I might have ordered an appetizer.
Don't come over here.
I'm probably going to order an appetizer and be drinking at that point.
I'm not where to be like, where the bar is open.
Yeah, I know, I'm going to probably move to the bar. And I'm going to probably move to the bar. And I'm going to probably move to the bar. That's fair.
Okay, so you done after 30 minutes? When is the date over? When are you sending your message?
So you just going to chill there, you saying? You just going to move to the bar?
I'm going to probably get some appetizers and some drinks.
I'm going to make the best out of being still.
Yeah. Like,
I'm not going to look mopey and leave with empty stomachs. It's sober.
Thank you. Like, no. Like, I don't got fly. I'm out now. Like, I came out for you to see me out, but you didn't come to see me in time. And now I'm just out, right?
Like I said, you better hope I ain't sit with somebody and you pop up. Shit.
Yeah. Now, even if you pop up, like, late as fuck, it's a whole different type of vibe now. Like, I'm not going to necessarily, like, shun you. Like,
I didn't meet you here. I didn't meet you here, so technically I ain't got to leave with you.
Yeah.
Or even entertain your time being here.
Yeah, you're not getting food now.
Facts.
It's a whole different
thing. The kitchen closed now.
It's not. Not even that. I ate.
Whether it is or it's not, like, I'm not placing you.
I'm not even hungry anymore.
Once I order, because when they come back to the bar, when the bartender come back, because we sitting at the bar, I'm not moving back to a table from the bar. So now we are just at the bar with it, and I'm eating, and you, I might get you a drink, but you got to get your own food. A cup of water.
First round on her. She was late.
Yeah, you there by yourself.
She might gotta give me a drink.
Yeah, you there by yourself at that point.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know. You gotta really.
How you doing? Can I buy you a drink? Exactly. You're there.
Something had to happen, and it gotta be a whole thing.
Yeah, like we restart this process again. Yeah. You better be charming. Don't
so okay, so that's
you can't
the date,
show up in tight
friend. So how long you waiting for?
You got. She gotta show up charming.
How late for you waiting for a friend? The date was 30 minutes. What's the friend? Friend gotta get longer. Like
yeah, me. I wait on friends all the time. Yeah, man. Like so, like
because I'm usually always the one of the people that's on time.
I wait for friends all the time. So
it's
like,
only like two people that when they plan to be on time.
Yeah, that's really like it depends on the situation and maybe what else I have to do. But if it's like an evening thing, if I go out to meet a friend,
right?
Yeah, I'd probably be like you. Like No, I'm gonna just have my night. Like at this point in time.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's what I'm
saying. I might text you
and then waiting at home.
Yo, you not coming or like you still pulling up? I'm kidding. You still pulling up? That's my favorite. Say you still pulling up? Are you still coming through? You still coming out? Like
right.
And depending on what I get back from that, like I'm gonna just go accordingly. I'm not necessarily. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It how it affects my night.
Waiting at home.
I ain't 25 no more. Like at 25, I'm making a night of the night because this, you know. But at 36, it's like, all right, I'll get two drinks.
What if you're waiting on somebody at home? I'm talking about all three scenarios you asked us, yeah.
Now, home is a little different. Like, I might. It depends how bad I wanted to see you.
Mm-hmm.
It depends how bad I wanted to see you. It really depends. Like, at this age, I'm asleep. Like, I'm asleep. And in the case I'm not asleep, like, once you pass, like, an hour or two, like, I'm just looking at the call like I am asleep. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Okay.
Yeah. Like, nah.
I love to do that.
Nah, I don't even know what you thought this was.
That nigga
but,
5 minutes and then go out. I'm like, I fell asleep, you know?
Yeah, because I'm not 25. And I'm not even going to be hurt about it. And I don't even think that they going to be hurt about it. You just got to understand at this point in the game. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like the Drew Picasso beat with them texting and out. It's like you just gotta understand, like you missed your chance or whatever. You just missed it. And that made me think about the Joe Budden Drake shit when he was talking to Drake and stopped telling him to stop like fucking with bitches that's 25 and kicking it with people that's 25. Cause all of the music is like reflect. He seemed hurt by the 25-year-olds and what they do. And, like, you know what I'm saying? That's 25-year-old behavior. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is, like, way more... You know, 25-year-old fodder. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just shit that, at this point in time, niggas ain't really... I ain't never really... I've had people, like, on the... If you coming over, like, yay, I'm gonna be there. And then, like, she don't be there. And, or try to hit up late, like, try to have her whole night and then try to come through.
I had that happen, and then she parked outside my house and then watched the other girl come in and then call me and cuss me out.
How'd she cuss you out?
Nope, you missed your chance, ma'am.
She called me and cussed me out. I answered the phone.
Oh, no, I'm still asleep.
No, okay. No, I answered.
No, I wouldn't have. You would have been the same thing, right? Yeah, I'm not. No, that, I mean, at, sure, that what he said was having another chick come through in her face. But
imagine the hurt.
Respect. Well, respect. Yeah. But at that point in time, it's like I'm still not answering the phone. My phone. You're not calling me. I'm occupied. Like.
But don't get me wrong. When she called me, that night, I didn't answer. It was a couple.
Oh, like a couple days later.
I saw that bitch calling to your house. Do you think I'm stupid? Well, no, I just thought you was late. What the fuck? You gonna sit outside?
Yeah. Yeah.
She cool
enough.
Yeah.
Everybody.
That's fair.
I don't really fall out with people when we stop talking and start dating.
Ooh.
Me either, unfortunately.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's a gift and a curse because when someone treats you wrong and they know that they've treated you wrong, they like to try to
sneak. I want
to
hear more. Keep talking.
So.
This is the goodest time in any to talk about Diddy.
Oh. I'm definitely not in relationships like that.
You just talked about, like, what did you say? Like,
I don't fall out.
Yeah, I never fall out.
I don't fall out with people.
Oh, okay. I was just trying to understand the correlation. I'm like, wait, what? Yeah, okay.
Because
he clearly fell out with his ex.
Mm-hmm. Fell out with the word.
Well, it's a lot of
next to Kelly.
It's a lot of wild allegations.
It is.
I don't necessarily not believe a woman. You gotta take some credibility.
You know, he paid her off, I think, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that
awfully fucking fast, right?
Yeah.
That real quick.
How you feel about it?
I feel like he'd have been a lot more exposed if he would have went to court, how much he would have got on the news. So he took care of it.
What you think, honestly? That's an honest question. What you think, honestly?
Nah, like, listen. I let out. That's one of my favorite ones.
What you think, honestly? That's an honest question. What you think, honestly? That's an honest question.
That's one of my favorite at the sound bites. Anyway, I feel like there's a few ways to look at it. You can look at it like, ooh, that means he's guilty. And he's trying to not...
You settle, that means, like, taking the plea deal. You get the lesser... You get out.
It doesn't go to court.
Right.
Plea doesn't necessarily mean that you're guilty.
No, that's what I was about to say. It gets you out of getting in more trouble if something was to get investigated.
Or just... gets you out of having to go through the rigors of being investigated.
How much was the settlement money?
I think, I don't know. I don't think that was disclosed, but like it's rumored to be, like, you know what I'm saying, somewhere between 10 and 99 million. Like, because it's like, it's rumored to be in the, like...
Double digits.
Yeah, double digit millions. I'm sorry, I don't know why I blinked out on that. But, that's not, like, I mean, Diddy has money, like, you know what I'm saying? And he has businesses, but he also is, like, he has businesses. So, like, it's already, like, been, like, windfall behind it because it's the one chick that is on one of the shows on Revolt. It's like a black, woman empowerment type of platform. Mm-hmm. And she feel like she don't want to be a part of the platform when Diddy is still the head of Revolt. Like, that's what it's shit like that. Mm-hmm. It's the shit where, like, you don't want to lose your business relationships by looking ugly going through the rigors of an investigation in a case such as ugly as the claims were. Now, whether the claims is true or not...
How you feel about it?
I think the situation is a situation. I don't necessarily have full-on feelings about it yet. I think that if the things that are alleged are true, or even if some of them are true, or maybe there's embellishment, but it's still...
Watch some of his videos, though?
Somewhat. Even if it's still somewhat true.
His videos gonna be having wigs on and shit.
Do I think Diddy is bisexual? Is that what you're asking me?
No, I would... I mean, do you? Like, I would just say...
Like, maybe, sure. I don't really... That to me is the thing. It's like, if that's what he does, that's what he does. Like, y'all right. know I'm supportive of, like, people living their own life. I don't... Whatever letter in the alphabet shit that you are is cool with me. Like, I don't got a problem with nobody, bro.
I think that shit wild for somebody to make accusations like that. But accusations have been made before, though.
Yeah, like, so the bi shit, like, I don't care about that. Like, that's not what I'm talking about. It's all the crazy criminal shit. Like, the forcing drugs and right. sexual illicit acts. And, right. forcing other people in weird things that somebody didn't necessarily want to do. And the line of what's coerced versus agreed to versus consented versus forced consent, all of them different things. I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a part of it and I don't have it. I'm not famous. So, like, when it comes to that shit, I don't necessarily want the voice on it. When more information comes out, I get to, like, form a better opinion. Mm-hmm. But, like, right now, from what I know there was allegations. I know that there was money put on the table quickly. And just as bad as that looks for Diddy, it, to me, looks really bad for her to quickly pick it up and take it. And just the same way I felt about... I'm pretty consistent in the way I look at things. Like, just like Colin Kaepernick, when he got his money from the league and got his money from Nike and then got his hush money from the league to not be able to say anything about it anymore... And did all of them things in line and then shut the fuck up about everything. Mm-hmm. For me, when I look at it, it's like, there's many ways to look at it. Now you got the windfall with, like, multiple old cases coming out. Like, I think the thing I seen the other day was something about a woman from 1991, 94. Yeah. Says she was on a date with him. And that's when, like, shit gets to me where I don't necessarily... I look at things, I just don't know how to look at things, maybe necessarily like the masses look at things, because mm-hmm. it becomes like, I can't say nothing didn't happen, or maybe things weren't weird, I just question why it takes 30 years for you to feel okay to voice it. Like, and just right after somebody else got, like, you know, rumored to be 30 million, like, or something, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just seems like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what it seems like. I've been on wax with the Bill Cosby shit. Like,
I was about to say, you feel similar to, you feel the same way about
Bill right there, man. Like,
about Bill, that
person said it's the pill pop, like, you know what I'm saying? That's a pill, and that's you see the good, like, it's a, I got the Bill art piece in the crib, like one of my students, or not one of my students, one of my homies that was at the Boys and Girls Club when I was there, that, you know what I'm saying, grew up and continued to make art and, like, clothes and. Like a whole, just a bunch of shit. Like, do a bunch of dope shit. Shout out Duncan, June the 2nd on IG. But, it's just like the good side and the bad side of Bill and a lot of this shit. Anyway, I think it's weird when in some of the stories that I read with that shit, like, it's like, it just read weird, like, to me, so it read weird. Like, so when shit come up from back in the day, it read weird. Do I think that Diddy is a dude that's maybe done some wild shit?
Sure.
Probably. Do I think that, like, did I see the little shit where it said that he was molded by Clive Davis and rumored to be in a relationship with Clive Davis for his early years in the game? Yeah, I've seen that. Like, and I always, like, believe in a mantra to hurt people, like, you know what I'm saying? And, like, the worse you hurt, the more you hurt people, then it depending. So do I think some shit could be going on with Diddy speculatively? Do I think that behind closed doors he could be a wild dude? Did I see a video of Orlando Brown? I gotta find an Orlando Brown video, because that shit's nuts. Nah, hold on. I'm gonna find that shit. Y'all just keep talking about it. Tell me what you think, Millie.
I seen a video of Bieber in the club, supposedly with OBJ. And he was supposed to be necking up OBJ, and there was a video of him, and he pulling his pants up.
There was a weird video.
What in the world?
I don't know nothing about. I don't know nothing about that shit.
I'm serious. I'm not saying.
I don't necessarily want to get off topic, but Justin Bieber. I did see a thing where Justin Bieber. Where Diddy, when Justin was young, and Diddy was. Like, you don't even hit me up like you used to.
Scared.
He said, you don't even hit me up. We don't even hang out like we used to no more. You getting famous. Like, you don't even, like, rock with me or some shit. Like, it was creepy.
Very uncomfortable.
It was kind of creepy. It was kind of creepy. And, like, with all the allegations, it was just kind of creepy. It was like, it's weird, Diddy. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. He was talking to Justin Bieber real weird.
Starting to act different, huh? You ain't been calling me and hanging out the way we used to hang out.
Well, I mean, you tried to get in contact with me, you know, through all my, you know, partners and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But you never really got my number, so.
Correct. Okay.
He forced him to give him his number, like, on camera. Like, that shit was, like, just kind of weird. Like, he got some little wild clips, man. Like, it's some little wild clips. I'm trying to find the other one, because the other one is, like, extremely flagrant, right? It's just been some little wild shit about Diddy, man. And I'm just wondering if Diddy is, like, do we cancel him? Is it time to cancel Diddy? Like, is that a thing? Do we cancel people still?
He wasn't even a thing for me to cancel.
Did he?
Yeah.
You being serious?
I mean, I understand he...
You sound like down right now.
I understand,
like, what
are
you talking about?
Diddy's
not a thing.
I understand he do what he do, but... Like, I didn't be like, hey, y'all heard that new Diddy song? You know what I'm saying? Like, in order to cancel somebody in my life, you have to be relevant.
Wait.
That type of...
Diddy is definitely relevant in the world, but he's definitely not relevant in my life.
Right? For me to have to cancel him. I just be like,
I think this is a very tragic situation. Like, that's what I feel.
I have the time to be like, oh, okay. So.
Like, but I'm purposely not even keeping up with what's happening. It's so much shit. Like, everybody surfacing all these old ass videos and, like, saying that they remember when it happened. It's, like, weird, the whole situation. I think it's tragic. That's how I feel. But yeah, he's not relevant.
Yeah, this interaction right here.
He dropped a new album or something. I haven't listened to it.
He said
48 hours of Diddy.
Damn, Bieber was young as fuck in that video. Sheesh.
Yeah, no, the Orlando joint was nuts.
Yeah, I don't know. Is he canceled to you? Should he be? Diddy relevant in your world?
Yeah, I fuck with Diddy, boo. Like, I don't. Like, I.
I'm dead.
They can't. They can't. You know what I'm saying? No, they just can't. They can't see shit. Like, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I rocked with Diddy. Like, I didn't never necessarily, like, hear all of the wild rumors and shit. I didn't Yeah, I did. I just didn't know that Diddy was. Yeah, okay, so I sent it to you, DJ.
Yo, Diddy, you gave me the Ooshka School Flash. You gave me the Ooshka School off. The School Flash. Diddy. Yeah, son. You know what I mean? You gave me the Ooshka School Flash. I love.
Oh, wow.
Like, listen. Listen, bro. Like, it was just like a, like, it was just a bunch of shit. So, do I think it's like maybe some credibility to the like Diddy being weird? Yeah, man. Like, yeah, I do. And it's, yeah, I don't know why, but yeah, Diddy was relevant. Diddy is like one of the most prominent entertainers, and like he was like, yeah, he's like hip hop royalty.
I said Diddy is relevant in the world, but
no rapper is relevant in my everyday life.
I'm saying, like, when you cleaning the house up, you throw Diddy on, like.
do I listen to some Diddy? Yeah.
When you clean the house?
Yeah, the Dirty Money album was super hard to me, like.
Or do you tune in on Revolt all the time? I don't watch nothing on Revolt.
I fuck with Drink Champs.
I also used to watch
State of the Culture, but it's not on there anymore. I've seen some Revolt shows. Am I like a Revolt? Nah, but I mean, I just. Diddy is just one of them niggas that was like, I did like a report on Diddy in middle school. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like. Diddy's just one of them niggas, like, there was, like, one of them guys, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's like, oh, shit, like, it's crazy to hear so much wild shit about, like, one of them guys that you kind of fucked with.
Understood.
So, yeah, it's just, like,
unfortunately,
Diddy, like, it sound weird, like, did he, like, damn, did he, like, that shit, wow. Like, it was a lot of accusations about him. Like, you know what I'm saying? I fucked with Cassie, too. Like, and it's just a lot of wild accusations about him. So, like, just shit seemed crazy, man. I hope everybody all right.
Yeah, that shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, going to therapy and shit.
Like, damn.
Like, working through all of that shit. Because it's a lot, bro. That Diddy shit is, I don't know. It seems like a lot, bro.
It definitely seems like a lot.
And I guess more will come out, you know what I'm saying, in the weeks to come. We'll be able to, the way this shit seemed to be coming out in the past few days, like, it seemed like it's not gonna slow down. Like, it's gonna be like a DJ movie. It's just gonna keep,
whoa.
Well, no, alright, that was a bad, we just, okay, so, alright, I'm sorry. We were talking before about how, right, like, DJ life just is so good, it just always go up. So, like, I just meant, like,
I make the best of what I got.
Yeah, I meant, like, the information that we hear about Diddy is gonna continue increase. To go up. Yeah, I don't see, like, it being, like, a soon climax and drop off. It seems,
no,
like,
you might have to pay somebody to do
is
something
what I
drastic.
Meant by that. My bad.
What you think, honestly? That's an honest question.
I didn't mean to, I said it wrong. Y'all got anything to say to these people before we get up out of here, man?
Check the IG page. Definitely will be posting the classes.
That's at DJ Foods on IG.
At DJ Foods underscore.
At DJ Foods underscore on IG.
I didn't know Oats was doing sponsors. I'm kind of salty about that sponsor, but it was definitely very nice in the very beginning of the podcast.
Well, I mean, it's just an old sponsor. It's not even like a sponsor. It's just like a...
Eat, drink, and love people.
This thing is now. All right, man, you got anything to say to the people?
Be happy.
There you go. Be happy. Also, talk to your loved ones when they love them. And always, always, always keep it positive. But if them motherfuckers force you to go bad, fuck some shit up, my nigga.